As you sent in your most popular things that you liked about Main Menu, one of the most overwhelming things we heard was games, games, and more games. So, let's now take a retrospective look at the games reviewed on Main Menu.
It's pleasing to note that there is an increasing number of high-quality games out there that blind people can now play using Windows-compatible equipment. But what about blind and sighted people playing together? What about the fact that when many of these games for the blind get brought up, sighted people seem to lose interest because they're generally not terribly graphically intense? A company called Zform wants to change all that. They have an ambitious project in the works, and what's most remarkable of all is that when it comes to fruition, the game will be free for you to obtain. Paul Silver from Zform joins me now to tell me more. Paul, who and what is Zform? And I presume Zform is how you pronounce it since you're in America, right?
Yes. I've noticed some of the Europeans have tended to pronounce it Zform, which pointed out to me that other people pronounce the letter Z differently. Plus, Americans always have a hard time understanding that. But it began about 3 years ago when co-founder Jeremy Spitzer and I, our fellow co-founder Jeremy Spitzer and I, realized we had a passion to create games. We both had academic careers we were pursuing, I in physics and him in landscape architecture. And we realized that this passion was too strong to completely let go, so we decided to continue our education but to research this on the side. In the years that have followed, we have discovered that this passion was well-founded, and that there was a place indeed for us to put all this energy. And it was last summer that we realized that there was a big need for games for the blind and visually impaired. And so we sent out an email to every single school and visually impaired organization that we could find email addresses to, asking them, did they think they would be interested in having someone develop games? And within 24 hours, we had dozens of responses from around the world. We had only sent them in the United States, but we had things from South Africa, Austria, Australia, and so we realized that we were probably onto something. Since then, we've been working full speed, and I was finishing my degree in physics and somehow was able to work on the company at the same time. And we've been pushing ahead and making great progress and trying to make games that are accessible to the blind, but also have a graphical user interface that allows sighted players what they expect so that they can play the game with their blind friends and family.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound that you first hear when you load up the brand new game from blindsoftware.com. It's called Troopinum. And it's really cool. It's one of the first games that I've ever played and then purchased immediately after playing it. That kind of gives you an idea of how good this game is. If you're on one of the blindness game lists out there, you've heard tons about this game. So I thought I would show you today, though. And for those listening on Main Menu, you guys are going to be listening to this in mono, of course. And this is a stereo game, if ever I heard one. So you want to buy this game and listen to it on headphones.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select the difficulty level, then press enter. Easy.
All right, we have easy.
Normal.
And?
Insane.
Okay, so we'll go with easy for this one. And I'll play the first few levels of the game and show you just how this whole thing works. So,
easy.
All right, we'll press enter on this and we'll start the game. Groovy music, men. Alright, so the ship is now off to my right, so I'm pressing the right arrow key to bring it to the left, and I'm firing on it with the control key right there. So, and bring it to the center there. So this is a very fast-moving game, I should tell you. Alright. So now we're going to warp to the second level here. There we go. Just a little faster now. Alright. check our score, we can press the shift key. And find out the number of shifts that have hit this cup. The inner
code. 10,019.3.
Alright, we're on wave 3 now. And then we have
0 shifts. 3 lives remaining.
Alright. Special item coming up here. Let's see what we have. We have a portal. And you want to use the portal when you have a situation where you're kind of locked in between a bunch of ships there and you can escape. But you won't want to use that until later. Okay. And they're moving just a little bit faster now. Comes the boss ship. There we go, got him, got the boss ship there. Got a bunch there. Bonus round.
Bonus round. Shoot the falling meteorite for extra points.
This works off the same principle as the other levels of the game. Bring it to center and then fire on it with the control pin.
Welcome to another main menu review by Asmodian, Raul Gallegos. Today I will be reviewing the Beatbot game, which is produced by Hasbro. This game is a handheld game which can be purchased from just about any toy store in the U.S. I have not had a chance to find out if it's sold anywhere else in the world, and if so, for how much. But around here in the United States, the game retails for around $25. This game is shaped much like a steering wheel. It's round and it has four options on either corner, and in the middle it has the Bop It option. This game is designed to not only have fun, but I think it also will help you with coordination and speed and definitely get those skills a lot faster. So now I'm going to start the game by bopping it, and I'm going to play for a little bit and try to describe as it's going on what I'm doing. So here goes. So now it's Tommy Twisted there. That was Twist. There's Bob. Twist. Lick it. That was Pull It. Bop It. Twist. There's Bop It. Spin. Now that means when it pauses like that, that's a level breaker. And as I'm going to the next round or level, however you want to call it. And there's 16 per level. A lot of twists in a row there. Next level. And see, it changes the background as you go. only gives you 90 seconds to do it. So if you take longer than the allotted time, or you do the wrong item of what it's telling you, then you lose. And it gives you a friendly message telling you that you lost. There's my next level. So now after this level is over here, I'm going to lose on purpose so that you can hear what happens when you lose. I almost lost there anyway. There we go. Now I'm going to go ahead and lose that one.
Oh boy. Score 64.